My name is Majella, and I had breast cancer, and I was just went into the normal check, and I was called back within 2 weeks, and within 6 weeks I had my operation. But Purple House came into play for me, because when I was starting the pack for hospital, it all hit me. And I rang Purple House, and I was told come down straight away, and I said, no, I've jobs to do, but I will come down. And I came down and I met up with Geraldine, and she was like an angel to me, because it's one thing packing your bag for holidays, but when you're packing your bag for a journey that you've never been on before, it was very hard. But anyway, I went and had the operation, and thank God everything went to plan. And when I came out then and I was at home, Purple House rang me so many times, and the girls gave me a little bit of the meditation over the phone to help me cope. And then as soon as I could, I came to Purple House and I started joining in the activities that they have on here, with the result now that I operated on the 19th of October, and here we are now in March, and I attend Purple House 4 days out of five. On Monday, I'm in the knitting group. On Tuesday, I have meditation in the morning, and in the afternoon, I'm doing the Strive for Survive course, and then I have physiotherapy after that. And then I give Purple House a day off from me on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I have the yoga. And on Friday, I do the art. So Purple House has kept me sane. It has helped me cope with life. I have a mushy brain. And I am better at home with my family because I come to Purple House. And when you're in Purple House, it's not talking about cancer, or not talking about how tough you have it or anything else. It's meeting like-minded people that have gone through exactly the same as you. And if you have a cheery moment, all you get is a hug and a love and affection. And I just think that I don't know what I would have done without Purple House, because that day when I was packing that bag, I really thought I'd one foot in the grave. I really thought that, like, you're not going to come back for this because I'm just not strong enough. And in life, I would have classed myself as an extremely strong person. But when you get hit with the cancer word, you just never know how it's going to affect you in your head. And, you know, you want to be here for your family and to be as strong as you've always been. And Purple House have brought me along very, very gently. And I am a bit more positive, even though I do have another operation in front of me. I don't feel as scared now as I did before, because I've talked to ladies and gentlemen in here who've also done the same and been through the same and have, you know, come back to Purple House and have had so much support. And I'd like to say to your listeners that if Purple House wasn't here, there would be an awful lot of people like me going around the place with mushed up heads, not being able to function in the community. And for every person that puts their hand in their pocket and support anybody that's doing any fundraising, whether it's a cake sale, a cycle, a swim, a walk, your €2 means so much to Purple House. And I just love all the people that are here, and I love all the people that are out there that I don't even know who they are, and they're putting so much into this house that for the likes of myself that are in a dark place, it is just a lifeline.